Number 283, let us rise as we're able.
Thank you.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Our first lesson this evening is from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends the lesson. Lesson this evening is from Micah, the prophet Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Let us stand as we are able for the publication of this evening's gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let us remain standing as we sing.
Thank you.
Continuing with this evening's gospel lesson from Luke, the second chapter. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Seated for the next hymn, 276.
Thank you.
Let us rise as we're able, as we lift up the prayers of the people this evening. Rejoicing that the grace of God has been revealed in the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, bless your church that it may faithfully proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth and declare his glory among the nations. Gracious God, God of glory, the heavens are glad and the earth rejoices on this holy night. The seas roar and the forests sing for joy. Move us to respond in loving care for all of creation. Gracious God, God of counsel and might, grant your wisdom to all world leaders that they may serve in the name of justice and righteousness and all may live in peace. Gracious God, God of light, illumine the lives of all who walk in the darkness of oppression, homelessness, poverty, loneliness, or sickness. I invite the congregation to raise up your prayers. We pray for Bob, Doug, Rulon, Dylan, Charlie, Helen, Kurt, Patty, Pam, Donna, Delia, Peter, Diane, and Marion. Lift the yoke of their burden and give them rest from their weariness. Gracious God, God of welcome, lead this congregation to receive with love all who enter our doors, especially those for whom the world has no room. Gracious God, God of life, we give you thanks for all the saints who have gone before us and now sing a new song with you. Keep us faithful until that day when we join them in the brightness of your glory. Gracious God, hear the hopes and prayers of our hearts, O God, and magnify our joy at the birth of your light among us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The offering will be taken at this time. Let us rise as we're able and let the vineyards be fruitful. And let us pray. Merciful Father, all we offer with joy and thanksgiving, what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love, receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our service will continue on page 144 in the ELW, page 144. That's your Cranberry Hymnal. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, to heal the sick and suffering, and to preach good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 146 in the hymnal, 146. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this evening in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. We have a gluten-free option. And if you wish, I believe there is what I was saying is you may receive the sacrament in both or one kind. If you wish to receive only a blessing this evening, please cross your arms. If you wish to receive only one element of the sacrament, cross your arms and move from to. And whatever happens here has happened before. It's always been a valid Eucharist. Come forward. All is prepared. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, keep you this night and all the days of your life and into the life of the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light."
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light of darkness.
This will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
I can't emphasize it enough. When we are lighting our candles, the lit candles are always, always, without exception, pointed straight to heaven. And it is only the unlit candles that are turned at all any other direction as we are lighting each other's candles. Lit candles straight up, unlit any angle you need to get yours lit. Lit candles are straight up. And now, accompanied by Annika, we will sing our beloved hymn, Silent Night, the first three. Oh.
Annika's going to play, then Anne will start, and that's when we'll start singing.
Okay, I wasn't clear. Annika will wait for you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise as we're able. Our hymn is Joy to the World. Patty, do the candles go out now?
Yes.
Patty says the candles can go out anytime. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. Verse 4. The Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Merry Christmas. Good news.